Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming in the soul realm. It's very important that you prosper in the soul realm. It will affect you in every area of your life. We've talked about the fact that if we sin, we wrong our own soul. If we touch the unclean things and we walk and break fellowship with the Lord through walking in sin, it's going to affect us. And it's all coming from the soul realm where the battleground is with the enemy. They got discouraged in their soul realm because of the way of the Lord, and they begin to speak against God. Don't give place to that. Be sure you speak good things. God's for you, and His ways are right, and He's going to cause you to overcome. A lot of people get discouraged and down and depressed because they get their eyes off the Lord. They get their eyes on the circumstances. If you'll start doing the Word and you'll resist that enemy, you will see him flee from you. Watch that you don't get bitter and be a complainer or a griper in your soul. Watch the words that you hear. They will work to vex your soul. Job talks about how his soul was vexed and he was broken pieces with the words. It was affecting him. Samson was pressed daily with those words from Delilah and finally broke down and told the source of his strength. The enemy's words, the enemy pressing against you will wear you down. Instead, you resist that enemy. You resist that enemy steadfast. And don't listen to the lies of the devil. Too many Christians have listened to the lies of the devil in their mind, and they've allowed the enemy to have place in their soul, and they don't rise up and seek the Lord to get victory. The enemy comes to tear your soul. He says there's no help for you. He says there's none to deliver you. He wants you to be cast down. He seeks after your soul. We've seen all these scriptures, how he waits for your soul. He marks your steps. He gathers together. He takes counsel together and hides. He doesn't want you to know what he's doing. He knows what he's doing, though. He is coming to bring you into bondage. He brings those lusts. And if you walk in the ways of the lusts of the flesh, you will have leanness coming into your soul. God's will is for you to have a fat soul. Well, we're not going to be in heaviness. Instead, we're going to be filled up with the Word that's going to strengthen us. We're not going to give place to the enemy through being a sluggard or being lazy. We're going to be diligent and have a fat soul. We're not going to refuse the instruction. You actually despise your soul. Instead, we're going to be filled up with the Word of God, and we're going to hearken unto His voice. You're not going to have an idle soul. We're going to be a doer of the Word. We're not going to let our mouth speak negative. If you keep your mouth and your tongue, then you'll keep your soul from troubles. We're going to keep ourselves away from the angry man or the furious man, because you'll learn his ways and it'll bring a snare to your soul. We're going to keep ourselves away from the ways of the world. If you deliver yourself out of Babylon, that world system, then you will deliver your soul. Praise God. We also saw how Jonah, he fainted. He fainted because of the situation he was in. His soul fainted, but then he started to pray. He remembered the Lord. Get your eyes on the Lord. Yeah, I tell you, don't have to wait for your soul to faint before that. If you learn to live according to the Word and live and pray in every situation, then God's mercy will be available for you. But this guy, he was in the fish's belly. It was about all over for him. And his soul was fainting within him. But he remembered the Lord, and he began to pray. And his prayer came into the temple, and he realized that the situation he was in would cause him to forsake the mercy of God. So he began to sacrifice with a voice of thanksgiving. He repented and said he'd vow that what he had vowed, and he declared salvation to the Lord. God's my Savior, my healer, my deliverer, my prosperer, my victory, who brings me out of bondage. And what happened? The Lord spake to the fish and brought him out. Praise God. We also saw in Matthew chapter 11 in the last broadcast about how if you're all heavy laden and by the things that you're involved in, come unto the Lord. He'll give you rest. Take His yoke upon you and learn of Him. He's meek and lowly. He brings rest unto your soul, because the things of the Lord, His yoke is easy. His burden is light. These heavy burdens are not from the Lord. This is from the enemy. You've got to get your eyes on the Lord and do what He wants. He doesn't bring these heavy burdens upon you. And we were looking at Matthew 16, verse 24 and following, where Jesus said to his disciples, "If any man come after me, let him deny himself." It is imperative that you learn to deny yourself and take up your cross, which is crucifying the flesh daily, and follow him. And he says, "Whosoever will save his life shall lose it." What's he talking about there? The word life is psuche. That's a soul realm directed life. If you're going to save your soul realm directed life, otherwise from your mind, will, and emotions, you're going to be directing your life. That's what a lot of people do. You're going to lose it because the devil's going to bring bondage and he's going to bring destruction in your soul. But whoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. If you lose that soul realm directed sake, that life, and you're going to submit it to the Lord, then you're going to find the soul realm is going to be fat with the Lord. The devil will not have place, and you'll walk in the Spirit. This is why you cannot have a carnal mind. A carnal mind is producing death and destruction in the area of your soul. Instead, you need to have a spiritual mind, a word-ruled mind. Don't let the enemy get you off track of the things of the Word of God. And the Bible says, what's a man profit if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? You aren't going to be able to give anything for it. You've got to be sure that you don't lose your own soul, the control in that area. How's it going to happen for you to keep control of it? Because you keep the Word of God in you. You know, if you'll keep yourself steadfast in the Word, then you'll possess your soul. Luke 21, verse 19. And the Bible talks about the Son of Man will come in the glory of His Father with His angels, and He's going to reward every one of us according to our works. We want to be sure that we're doing the things of the Lord. Do not be caught walking in the ways of the world. In fact, in Luke chapter 12, in verse 18 and following, He says, "This will I do. I'll pull down my barns. I'll build greater. There will I bestow all my fruits and my goods." I want to get more things. I'm going to gather things. I'm going to build things greater and greater. That's someone who is out there building worldly pursuits. Then he says in verse 19, "I'll say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided?" Don't be one who seeks to accumulate the things of this world. You don't want to be rich in the things of this world. You want to be rich in the things of the Lord. He says, "He that lays up treasure for himself is not rich towards God." We want to have the treasures of the things of the Lord. Then we'll be rich towards the Lord. That scripture in Luke 21:19 we referred to previously, it says this, "In your patience, possess ye your souls." God wants you to possess control in the soul realm. In your patience, that means steadfastness and constancy. In your steadfastness and constancy on the Word of God from the area of the soul, you will possess control in the soul through the Word of God instead of letting the devil have place in your mind, in your will, in your emotions. You don't have to be moved by what the enemy brings against you. You can abide in joy and peace and love and victory and contentment and have yourself filled up with the things of God and be strong in the Lord, have a fat soul if you'll keep your eyes upon Him. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19 says that we have a hope that is the anchor of our soul, both sure and steadfast. Hope is going to bring an anchor to your soul. Remember that when we hear the Word, it's written in two places. It's written in our heart, producing faith. It's written in the mind, producing hope. And hope is to be the anchor of our soul. Now, where's the battleground with the enemy? It's in the realm of the soul, isn't it? The devil comes to try to take that Word out of your heart. And he also comes to get to you through the area of your mind. This is why you've got to maintain the Word in your heart and in your mind. The Word in your mind, if you continually think on what the Word says, think on good things, take your thoughts captive, cast down the negative imaginations that come against you, and maintain that hope in God's Word, that will have your soul anchored. You need your soul anchored in the Word of God so that you walk in His ways. You know, in Hebrews 10:38, the Bible says the just will live by faith. If any man draw back, My soul shall have no pleasure in him. God doesn't want us to draw back. Our soul is to maintain constancy in the Lord. He's not going to have pleasure in us if we draw back from walking by faith. Be sure you walk in line with the Word by faith, and then He will be pleased, and also you will have contentment and satisfaction in the soul realm. So many people, I see them all the time, that are they're not content. Their soul's troubled. They're full of anxieties over things. This is not the will of God. God wants you to be at peace. The Bible says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him." 1 Peter 2:11 says, "Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against your soul." A lot of people have a lot of problems in their soul, their mind, will, and emotions because they've let fleshly lusts overtake them. Abstain from fleshly lusts. Do not follow after the lusts of the flesh, of your own desires, what you feel like. Remember, the voice of the flesh is your feelings. If you follow whatever you feel, you are letting the enemy have place against you. And what's happening, it's actually these lusts are warring against your soul, so you will not choose the ways of God and walk in the Spirit. You've got to watch what you are allowing to come into your mind. They're warring against you. Acts 15, verse 24. He talks about how certain went out from, they were talking about that many had come and troubled them with their words, subverting their souls. If someone comes and brings words contrary to the word, that trouble you with words, it will have a subverting effect upon your soul. It'll be damaging unto your soul. That's why you want to watch what you are hearing. Do not listen to negative things. In 1 Peter chapter 1, it says, "Greatly rejoice if you're in heaviness through the manifold temptations." You know, the enemy's just coming to try your faith. Start rejoicing. Get your eyes upon the Lord. Start praising Him. That garment of praise will lift off that heaviness. Then in 1 Peter 1:22, it says, "Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto the unfeigned love of the brethren, see you love one another with a full, pure heart fervently." Here's an important principle here. You purify your soul in obeying the truth. When you obey the Word of God, it brings a purification of your soul. And of course, the opposite is so true, that if you disobey, it will cause an impure effect in your soul. Be sure that you're doing the Word, obeying the Word of God. It will purify your soul. You want to get stable in your soul by doing the Word. Get a fat soul, get strong, and possess control of your soul by being steadfast in the things of God. Do it, and watch God bless you greatly. We'll see you on the next broadcast. As I close today,